The following podcast contains explicit language.
He has a lot of great ideas.
He's not a stupid man. He's worth $9 billion.
I feel like our country is going down the drain.
He's actually a very intelligent man who cares deeply about America.
There is no question that this is the person who will go to Washington, D.C. and be able to absolutely turn the place around.
Hello and welcome to TrumpCast, the show about the man who doesn't have Paul Manafort to kick around anymore, Donald Trump. I'm Jacob Weisberg. Today, I want you to listen to a special phone call.
Hello?
What are you wearing?
Mr. Trump, I can't keep doing this.
You can do it.
I don't know.
You can do it, Corey.
How are you? How are things?
Things are amazing. Things are incredible, I have to tell you. Things are enormous and beautiful and unbelievably great.
Mr. Trump, I'm not Hannity. You can talk to me.
Oh, Corey, it's so hard. These are hard times, Corey. I feel like I'm surrounded by people
who won't let Trump be Trump.
Exactly, Corey. You get me.
I do, Mr. Trump.
Please, Corey, call me.
Yes?
Actually, call me Mr. Trump. That's fine, really.
Oh, well, Mr. Trump, if you need advice, why did you get rid of Paul?
Manafort, he's great, but he...
What?
He doesn't get me. He doesn't get my wild Trump style, Corey. He doesn't get the ins and outs.
Well, you've got these new folks, the Breitbart guy.
Bannon's fine. But listen, he talks back to me. Me. I won the most votes of any Republican primary candidate ever.
I know.
More than Eisenhower. More than Reagan.
I know.
He wears cargo shorts around Trump Tower. He's not.
He's not classy, right?
I guess I'm saying I miss you, Corey.
I miss you too. It's funny that you called. I was just looking at some of our old tweets. You remember the Taco Bowl?
That made Paul so mad. Also, yeah. An enormous part of the electorate, too, I have to tell you.
Yeah. I miss us.
It just can't be, Corey. It just can't be. The media made fun of me when you were on the campaign, said it was amateur hour, that I didn't know what I was doing. Now I've got cargo pants, guys, so that should be better.
Sure. Yeah.
And who knows? After November, I can be myself again. Start a new media company. Trump Breitbart. Trump Bart. Or maybe Trump Trump. I like that. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's the last one.
That's good. And maybe then we can be together.
I'd like that more than I can say, Mr. Trump. I love...
Yes.
I love...
What?
I love it when you call yourself Mr. Brexit. There's just no way that can backfire. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. And Corey...
Yes, Mr. Trump?
The next time you see Wolf Blitzer, kick him in the nuts for me, for old time's sake.
He already wears a cup when I'm in the studio, but I'll do it anyway.
That a boy. Let Corey be Corey.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you so much.
All right. I've got to go. This is going on much too long. I'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Trump. And I'm wearing khakis, just filling the mental image.
Oh, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Good night. Sweet dreams, my friend.
Good night, sweet prince. Good night.
That was Mr. Brexit and Corey, a love story. written by Andy Cobb at Second City, and performed by Andy Cobb and John DiDomenico, our voice of Donald Trump. Jason DeLeon produced today's sketch. Did you like it? If you did, be sure to head over to our iTunes page and leave us a rating and review. And in case you haven't heard, Second City has partnered with Slate to bring you Unelectable You, the Second City's completely unbiased political review. It's a 90-minute, fast-paced combination of sketch, improv, and music that takes a hard-hitting look at our election process. To see if Unelectable You is coming to a city near you, go to unelectableyou.com. I'm Jacob Weisberg. That was a Trumpcast bonus sketch. Thanks for listening.